is Rachel Gallagher for TCBR, that's Thurrock Community Business Radio, and I'm reporting on behalf of the Essex Book Festival. It's June and I'm in Coringham Library today, and I've met Rob. Hi Rob.
Hello.
Hello. And you returned the book. Tell me about the book that you're returning today.
It's The Valley of the Dolls by Jacqueline Susan. It focuses on the lives of three women in post-war America.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's a modern classic.
Yeah.
The way that Jacqueline Susan writes dialogue and characterisation through that dialogue is beautiful.
Oh, right, okay. So, have you read it before?
No, first time.
Oh, it's the first time you've read it. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, it is a classic, and that's been around for many, many years. So, what sort of attracted you to the story in the first place?
Well, the titular dolls in The Valley of the Dolls aren't the girls themselves. They are, it refers to, like, medications.
Yeah.
That they take, and it's just something that is eerily prescient in our modern day lives.
Yeah.
That as a society we're becoming very reliant on taking a pill to solve a certain problem. And it's nice that this echoes back all the way back to mid-40s and you can kind of see it mirroring today's society.
Wow, so that's a good read.
Mm.
So, excellent. Right, and have you got any other books you're thinking of borrowing next time or not?
I'm going to come in to browse. I am currently working my way through Atomic Habits by James Clear as well. That's more of a sort of a self-helpy factual book.
Yeah.
But in terms of my next fiction read, I'm probably going to go for Catch-22 by Joseph Heller.
Such a good story. So good.
I've read it before, but it's one of those stories that you can just read again and again and again.
Have you seen the film, the original film?
I have not.
Okay, the original film is quite old now, but it's the 1970s that came out. It's worth watching. Just do your head in. I mean, it's Catch-22.
It's absolute absurdity of the entire thing.
It also reflects probably modern life, actually.
Yes, it really does.
Brilliant. Oh, well, thanks, Rob. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Thank you, Rachel.
Okay. Bye.